I just noticed that this side of the cassette says number one and the other side says number two. Of course, it really doesn't make much difference, I suppose. But for your information, I recorded side number two first. Confusing?
Confusing, yeah.
So, of course, it doesn't really make much difference because this is just a continuation thereof. I mentioned on the other side that I went to Saigon. And I didn't really give you very many details on it. I'll tell you why. Because we took a bunch of pictures, and as soon as we get the pictures back, then I'll give you a tape to go along with all the pictures and send it all at once, okay? Or either that or I'll enclose it all in a letter. I was only there for, less than 24 hours, so not really a whole lot happened. It was pretty much the same as always. We just relaxed, got away from it all. Charlie is still there. I had to come back a day earlier. I only got one night in town. He got two nights in town. So he's still out. I'm just loafing around the AO, not flying still. They gave me 25 hours for last month's flight time, which is a big lie because I only got about 10, but I don't care. It'd be just another air medal. Speaking of medals, Charlie is going to get a Silver Star and a DFC, and I am going to get a Silver Star and another DFC. It means a Silver Star, two DFCs. Not only that, I'm going to get a Purple Heart. Yes, a Purple Heart, wounded in the face of the enemy. Actually, what it is, the Purple Heart is the most expensive medal that the Army gives, as far as medal value-wise, the medal in itself. Yeah, it is. It's $35 to make those things, The rest of them are maybe, $5 or $10 to make them. But this Purple Heart is $35. Well, I found out that, and there was just no stopping me. As a matter of fact, it was on Charlie's aircraft that it happened. We ran into some gooks, and we were making gun runs. We were flying his guns a go-go. And we go blazing down, and the machine gunner who was sitting to my left, the port on the machine gun empties to the right, so I was getting doused with hot brass. Well, this is no problem, because I had on my Nomex, my chicken plate, and my helmet, and it doesn't even bother you. Until one just par chance to go down my left cuff sleeve. Down the sleeve, between my skin and my shirt, and I couldn't get it out. And I twisted my hand down, and it fell forward and caught by my glove, And I've got my machine gun in my hands, and I can't use two hands, and the thing just sat there and goes, psst, and burned. So I got a burn on my forearm in the face of the enemy by hot brass. It got dumped down my cuff. So I came back and went to the A&D Awards and Decorations officer and told him to write me up. And he said, certainly, go to the medic's office and get on official record as having been medically attended to. And he did. So I did. So I get my Purple Heart. So, if not in the spirit of the thing, definitely to the letter. So I now have a Purple Heart on my list. Which reminds me, I guess I ought to start mailing some of this junk home. I think I'll do that this afternoon. I'll package it up and I'll send you a letter letting you know when it's in the mail. I didn't understand on your tape whether you said you'd received the catalogs that I sent you or not. You should have by this time. It seems like you should have. You should have received the amplifier, too, for that matter. Although, I have noticed that the mail, especially fourth class, is really slow. So, I'm not really worried yet. It could take as long as maybe another month for the amplifier to get there. I won't worry about it until another month. But let me know as soon as it gets there. And the catalog should be there within another month. I don't know. It shouldn't take that long, but you never can tell. But they're on their way. What else? Oh, yes. I definitely am going to go to Australia. There's just no point in putting in for it until you get ready to go, because you never can tell. You know, you put in too far in advance, you might be doing something interesting on those particular dates, you know. So, you know, you wait till about a couple of weeks before you want to leave and tell them, I'm going. You see, availability for R&R is based on not when you put in for it, but time in country. So the more time you have in country, the more chance you can get where you want to go. Not only that, I want to get another camera before I go. And so that's going to be another, I don't know, I'm going to get a different kind of camera. I think I'm going to get a Petrie through the lens type, 35 millimeter. Costs about $75. And I'm going to put a chain on it. But I do have a roll of film that I'm getting processed right now, and it should be back in a week, and I should have it mailed to you as soon as I get it, or very close to it. And when Charlie gets back tomorrow, I'll mail you Sharon's new address and telephone number. Wait one.
For the whole darn.
I can't give you Sharon's address right now, because I haven't got it, and Charlie's not here. Barron's, the latest address I have on him, although it doesn't seem to be getting to him, because I've written to this address and nothing's happened. So if it's a different one from yours, try it. W01 Frederick A. Barron's, Behrens. Serial number 13938-9463. The 326MEDBN. Eagle, EAGLE, dust off. APO, San Francisco, 96383. Okay, now I don't know whether that'll get you there or not. It's a different one than I've been writing to, I think. I don't know. It's just an address I have that seems to be the latest one, because every time I get a new one, I replace it with a later one, you know. I also have one to Tom Pardue, LTTOMPARDUE, 454123692. Company C, 588 Engineering CA, whatever that is. APO, San Francisco, 96353. I don't know about Pardue. I've written a couple of ones to that one, but I haven't heard a reply. Barron's, I know. If Barron's gets a letter from you, he'll send you one. Barron's is a good letter writer. He really is. He amazed everybody all during basic by writing fantastic letters, especially to girls. So I don't know. And I'll send you Charlie's as soon as I get it, which will be tomorrow night. Oh, wait a minute. No, this is an old one. Oh, the one address you might have is Sharon Adams, care of Matt Roblinski. Box 265. Okay, now that one is no good anymore, because Matt Roblinski is in jail, prison, for draft evasion. And she is living with her mother. I do know that. I can't recall. And it's in Reno. So, you'll get a letter tomorrow or the next day that'll have Sharon's address in it. That it's current. from Charlie. I thought I sent you one a while back, but maybe I didn't. Yeah, old Matt Roblinski is in prison. Charlie and all his friends. But, I don't know. Let's see what's going on here.
I remember Barton before she was in grade school, sitting up there in the tractor seat guiding the thing.
The music's over, and we're back to listening to Joanne now, it looks like. Well, anyway, I just about have run out of gas now. Can't think of much else to say. That's about all that's new and exciting around here. The word is, as far as leaving is concerned, that we will leave Song Bay between the 8th and the 10th of March. So that pretty well narrows it down to a pretty close area. So come along the 8th to the 10th, I expect to be leaving Song Bay. We will go to, Charlie's going to Phuc Vinh. We will go to Phu Loi or Binh Hoa. You probably haven't heard me talking too much about Phu Loi. It's south of Saigon. See, Saigon, Binh Hoa is you might say, well, let's see, let's start at Long Bend. Long Bend's north of Saigon. Binh Hoa is west of Saigon, and Phu Loi is south of Saigon, and they're suburbs, so to speak. Well, so Phu Loi is, you know, in a real secure area. That's where all the heavy maintenance is done for everything. Real, real heavy maintenance, like they rebuild Hueys and rebuild Chinooks and stuff like that. So we might possibly go to Phu Loi or Binh Hoa. It's hard. It's one of those two places. We don't know for sure yet. Charlie knows that he'll be going to Phuc Vinh. The same date. Saigon will be evacuated simultaneously together. We will all depart the AO and burn it. Burn it and shell it. And I don't know what else we'll be doing. But, anyway, that's the official word now. So you can do with it what you do with all the rest of the official words. Say, yeah, I bet. Oh, let's see, what else? I can't really think of anything else. I think I said that, didn't I? Oh, I was just listening to the old tape again, the one I got today. Okay. First of all, the weather. Sorry, I can't do anything about it. Just snuggle up to your fireplace. Secondly, the car. That's something else I can't do anything about it. You say it's the transmission now instead of the rear end. Well, okay. If it's the transmission, it's a transmission. But with a breakdown like $52 for parts and $60 for labor, you know better. You know who better end up doing the labor. And it won't cost that much for parts, I bet you. So when it quits, park it and have it waiting for me when I come home. And I will set to fixing it immediately upon arrival. Snuggle power shall rise again, yes, dear. I haven't gotten my W-2 form yet, no. What is today, the 4th? I bet I'll get it the 15th. As a matter of fact, I should have gotten it. I went to Saigon and probably lost out on my pay voucher that's supposed to come out the 1st. See, they give us a cash the 15th, but they give us a pay voucher on the 1st. So they have something for us every 2 weeks. So I'll have to see about that and send it to you if I get it. Let's see what else. That's all I can remember that was on that tape so far. I'll listen to it again. Just a sec. Oh, so you really are using those center fires for target shooting in your shooting class, huh? Well, if they got some facilities, that's great. I think that's a great idea. Yeah, just drag them all out. maybe they'll even have a pistol section. You can bring out the pistols. I hope the end table that David got, that you swapped him off for his shotgun, wasn't one of those fancy rosewood jobs that was up in Catherine's room that matched the beds. I don't recall right offhand which what other end tables you've got, but his shotgun isn't worth anything, so I hope the end tables really weren't either. But definitely hang on to it if you can. A nice double-barreled 20 gauge is not a bad shotgun at all. It is double-barreled, right? Yeah, that's right. And you're probably right. It probably doesn't belong to him anyway. But anyway, then we came to the bathtub scene, in which all I heard was a lot of splash, splash. Bathtub scenes are nice, but don't say anything on them, because I can't hear you too well. Because you splash the water and it echoes a lot, and you get farther away from the microphone or something. So kind of watch your bathtub scenes, because you just don't come through very clear. But there is one thing about bathtub scenes. Remember, when you get out, and you've got one leg in the bathtub and the other leg on the floor, you've got to pause a moment, because I get mine, right? Oh, sweetheart. I've got a great idea. Let's make wild, passionate love. How does that sound? It suddenly dawned on me that here it is my birthday, and I didn't get anything for my birthday in the way of sex. It's terrible. But, well, I guess it's unavoidable. I don't know. I certainly do intend to make up for it when I get home. And you say you're completely recovered now, right? Well, that's good. Because I've got a new idea. Joanne goes, oh, love hurts. But, wow. Oh, just think how nice it would be. People walking around, I can't quite get in the mood to say what I want to say. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure that what I want to say. You hear that? That's a helicopter. Somebody's flying it. Why can't I? I don't know why I can't. I'm not on a board, that's why. But that, you can hear that helicopter, can't you?
I'd never see you again. Which might have been true, I don't know. What would have happened if I had continued to refuse to go to bed with you?
Oh, I'll tell you what would have happened. You probably wouldn't have gotten married to me. That's what would have happened if you continued to refuse. Because I would have continued to think and refuse also. But you didn't, and I didn't, and we did, and we do, and so there. But now I'm beginning to miss sex again. So send me some Penthouse magazines or some Playboy magazines. I have the January issue, but I haven't got February, and I haven't got anything on Penthouse, so any old Penthouse you find is probably fine. And then, of course, gun magazines. And how about enclosing a little pussy? Because I sure could use some. All right? Yes, dear. Yes, dear. I know you won't. You can't do that. They won't send it airmail. But you're about to freeze, huh? Oh my, that's terrible. Woman. Hey, woman. I love you. Sure would love to hold you right now. You ever made love in a bunker before? In a sewer pipe house? I bet you haven't, but I bet it'd even be fun, really. Actually, making love is fun no matter where you do it. It's not too bad at all. Remember, I promised you one thing, that when I got back from Vietnam, I would give up my smoking habit. Well, I want to make one exception. Okay? I want to make love to you while under the influence. Just a couple more times. Okay? You better say yes. Because if you don't, I'll just die. No, I won't, but I really want to, because it's groovy that way. And to facilitate in this, I'm going to send you a cassette one of these times that will have a return address of not from me. You understand? And this cassette you will lay aside in a safe and secret place, and don't even bother to open it, because it won't have any kind of information in it that you'd be interested in. All right? Just enough for about 3 joints. That's all I need. Okay? Because I really do want to make love to you again under the influence. Just you know. Maybe 3 more times in the rest of my life. Will that be all right? And then I'll quit. And I definitely want an answer on this now. So don't just forget about it when in your next letter or something. I want you to specifically write me and tell me. It's perfectly safe to do it this way, because cassettes, you know, all the mail that we mail in the post office, they don't mess with to any great extent. And even if they did, it wouldn't have my right address on it, and they wouldn't know where it came from. And they can't really accuse you of anything, because anybody could get your address. So, all right. So when it arrives, and it's from somebody who you never heard of before, just lock it up in my box and forget about it, all right? Okay? Okay. Now let me know. Of course, I'm not going to do it for a while, not until I get ready to come home. I don't want it to get too stale. I don't know whether it keeps or not, but, so let me know what you think, all right? Yes, dear. And, oh yes, let's do make love. Let's have a bathroom scene and a bedroom scene and a bed scene and then a sex scene. So, you've found yourself looking at, pictures of my naked body, more often, huh? Very interesting. I didn't know you cared. I think this is funny. I wonder if women really, it would be interesting, funny, if women really did turn out to be just exactly like men, you know, they really did like to look at. It's just that they're so inbred that this sort of thing is not supposed to interest them at all, that maybe their conscious breeding overrides their subconscious desire. It just never is brought out, you know. Because a lot of your characteristics for being female are learned rather than inherited, you know. And men learn that they're supposed to look at pictures of naked women and enjoy them. And everybody else does. It's looked upon as being all right, and so everybody does. Women are not supposed to be interested, you know, and therefore they don't. And they suppress any feelings that, you know, they might really have. So, this is interesting. If I'd known that you were really interested, I guess we should have taken some more of meat instead. How many you have? What, about three or two? Two or three, I can't remember which. But, I definitely look at yours all the time. I really enjoy it. Next best thing to looking at you. As a matter of fact, I've decided that every one of them came out perfect, and I like all of them. I knew I would, but I don't know. You felt bad about a couple of them, that they didn't exactly flatter you. Well, maybe to a woman, looking at herself with her legs open or something like that isn't supposed to flatter her. I don't know. But they certainly are nice to look at now. And they certainly help a great deal. And if I had it to do over again, I would have taken another roll. So there, Miss Joanne. Miss Nude of 1971. Just because I have a few already, don't let that deter you from sending me more. I'm really looking forward to getting those I took with the 35 millimeter camera. I think there should be some good ones in those. And you better send me every single one of them too. If you hold out on any of those pictures, Miss Joanne, I'll chop you up little bitty pieces and eat every one of them. As a matter of fact, I think I'll just eat every one of them anyway, whether I chop them up or not. It's, oh, wow. Wouldn't it be great just to dive right into a woman, especially you? Oh, I didn't do what I swore I was going to do. I swore before I came home that I was going to spend an entire night sleeping between your legs. I was going to put my head on your thigh and just sleep like that all night long. I swore I was going to do that, but I didn't get a chance to do it for some reason. I kept getting distracted. But I'm going to do it when I come home next time, because I'll have more time to think about what I'm doing, not be so rushed and panicky and everything. Although, I don't know, I didn't have as much trouble relaxing as I thought I would. You know, I thought I'd feel rushed. I'm only having 2 weeks at home. But, I didn't think so. I certainly wish I could have stayed longer. But I'm glad. I think it was money well spent. And after all, like you said, you earned $1,200, which covered the cost. So, yes, dear. You provide for the luxuries, and I'll provide for the necessities, all right? We ought to have a system worked out in no time at all. I got a raise, $41 raise, effective January the 1st. I think I've already told you about that. So, what am I doing talking about money when my tape is running out? I should be talking about sex. How about some pussy? Oh, would that be great? Certainly do need to make love to you. Mad passionate man on top love, mad passionate French love, mad passionate woman on top love, mad passionate side to side. Wow. But the next time you send me a bathtub scene, send me a picture too, all right? Really. Send me a picture of you sitting in the bathtub with your microphone. You've got to. Promise me you will. Say yes, dear. Say yes, dear. And I say, I love you, sweetheart. Okay? Say yes, dear. Yes, dear. And get me a Dr. Pepper. Yes, dear. Oh, it won't be long now. Today is February the 4th. And, the groundhog saw his shadow, so that's the end of winter over here. As a matter of fact, the temperature right this very instant is 94 degrees. What do you think about that? 94 degrees.